For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's a Judgian blast.
The Rich Eisen Show.
This is not your job.
This is now coming home to roost.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And I understand why Jerry doesn't want to be asked it, because there is no answer for it. And that's what we were wondering during the entire non-playing season, is what's this going to look like? Well, now we're seeing it.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman, MLB Network analyst Al Leiter, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Oh my gosh, did we just have a big flourish and finish to our first hour of our program. In case you missed it, in case you're somehow just joining us, moments ago, something arrived for TJ that I had only hoped would arrive yesterday, since Carl Anthony Towns texted me over the weekend after the Cowboys got spank-a-lanked by the Detroit Lions. Carl Anthony Towns, a diehard Eagles fan, texted me, you know, like, what's your studio address? I feel like I should send flowers to TJ or something. And then they didn't arrive yesterday. I'm like, I'll just throw that text up on the screen before the end of the show, which is how we ended our Tuesday program.
Right.
And then guess what arrived? The flowers. And they're right next to TJ Jefferson right now. 47 flowers in Eagles arrangement in green and white. And then 9 cowboy blue roses.
Man.
To show the difference between 47 and 9. Or as he said on the card, because he enclosed the card. It's very nice. Beautiful, too. Look at this right here.
Everything is top notch.
Sent you some. No Sunday was rough, so sent you some flowers. 47 be exact. P.S. Look at the difference between 47 and 9. Wow. Love.
love cat. Cat.
He called you so fam, good. Too, TJ.
That's great.
Fam.
Oh, that's people, so sweet nice. Peoples.
And by the way, he's not wrong. Next to one another.
Oh,
it's a jarring difference.
Oh, yeah.
47 is much more than 9, right?
Yeah, I mean kind of like 5 Super Bowls.
Oh.
Is more than one Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
Right, like kind of like okay. In that we're losing that type
I don't
of
know, but if you look at 5, look at 1, like that's not that big a difference. Like 47.
Yeah. Well, in terms of Super Bowls, it is. It's actually more than 47. Well,
47. So 9, that's 9 yeah. times 5, right, is 45.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 times 1 is 5. So if you want to do like what? By the way, I'm not very good at this. I shouldn't even be trying to do math live on the radio and TV.
So no,
it's whatever. I don't care.
It would be like 9 to 1.
Right.
Right.
And so it is a bigger ratio.
Yeah.
Of being beaten 47 to 9.
Right.
Whatever.
5 to 1.
It's 5 to 1.
5 to 1.
The Cowboys, and it's the same difference as.
I'm just saying. If we really want to, you know, break it down.
Just pointing it out.
Know. 8
but
Super
Carl
Bowls
Anthony Towns taking time out of his busy day.
I mean,
of not playing in preseason basketball to actually go flower shopping for you.
So now, why? See how Rich does, great. Even though he's on Cat's side, he couldn't help but throw a little dig at him,
no,
too. There,
you know? What I'm saying, I mean, he actually took time out of his day to how will I actually do this? And it's a very ingenious way of sending 2 different arrangements. One in the colors of his team and one in the colors of yours.
He's going to give it up, though. I'm sure he didn't come up with it.
I don't know, man. I
appreciate you, Mr. Jordan.
I think that he came up with it, yep. Thought of it,
and then
came up with
and
it,
executed it,
made the call, and executed.
Yeah, he nailed it. Stuck the landing.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to say Mr. Jordan had a little something to do with it, because I don't think Cat would come up with this.
Oh, boy. Just don't poke it.
Wow.
You know, don't poke it. Because, I mean, well, here, listen, the Eagles have the Giants this week. Cowboys are on a bye.
Yeah, so
you know you're not getting any more flowers.
Yeah.
Okay. Then comes the post-bye against the 49ers.
Oh, that never works out well for us.
So what's I don't know what.
Well, they'll win that.
What
week.
Better way
they'll
to show the week. Difference between two numbers than with flowers?
You'll win. That
he could have sent some cash next time. Cat, 47,000 in unmarked twos, as opposed to 9 in unmarked twos.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know, I'm just saying. If you really want to
now on live
cold hard cash, Rich.
Streaming television and radio, asking for money.
Wow,
for the Cowboys.
Why not?
Dude. All right. listen, spoiler alert.
They smell great, by the way.
They were amazing flowers.
Spoiler alert. Dallas Cowboys are not on my power rankings.
Oh. Imagine that.
Hit it, please.
Oh, let's go.
Hit it. Let's do it. Hit it. It's time for my power rankings.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Cowboys were 10th on my power rankings.
They'll be back next week.
I did those power rankings from London.
Nope.
Guess what I did not declare on my way back into the country?
Hey, the Cowboys.
The Cowboys on my power rankings. When they said, do you have anything to declare? I said, nothing.
No, sir.
Zero. I declare, my bad. They're not on my power rankings. They're off. But I did bring somebody back from London for my power rankings. Chris Brockman. Your Chicago Bears start my power rankings.
Oh, yeah. Bears.
His what?
I've been leading this since the draft.
I'm still not giving you your Bears. No, stop it.
They're Adams Bears.
They're Adams Bears. But I'm saying, like,
Chicago.
You know, I've been the face of this Caleb train. I'm just saying.
I saw it with my own two eyes. They smoked the Jaguars and didn't even really get much from DJ Moore or connect with him that much. He did have a touchdown call back, placed down at the one. And he's just hitting his back foot and letting it, and he's throwing darts, man. And the playbook gets bigger for him every week. His field of vision gets better for him every week. He is at an all-time high in terms of being confident right now. And we'll see if it can get bigger and better for them. And the defense has been terrific as well. And I know it looks easier for Jaden Daniels, and that's why we don't talk about Caleb as much as we do Jaden Daniels. But guess who's coming up after the bye? It's the Washington Commanders, who dropped 4 spots, and they're 9th on my list right here. I thought they did very well for a team that nobody expected to be 4-2 against a Ravens team that is now 4-2, that everyone expected to be 4-2 or better. And Jaden Daniels is the real deal. And defensively, they are playing better. And part of that is because they're not on the field as much. This guy doesn't punt. They put points on the scoreboard. They don't turn it over. That does help a defense that needs to stay off the field. So they're still a top 10 team. They're 9th on my list right now. Up one spot is the Buffalo Bills. I'm keeping them on my list, and why not? It wasn't pretty, but as I keep saying, there are some of their parts, and the biggest part that they have is Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things. Now he's got Amari Cooper to help matriculate, and we could see they certainly drafted well with Ray Davis, and we'll see as this team gets healthier throughout the year what they'll look like. Right now they're 8th on my list, up one spot. 7 are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I gotta be honest, I thought that thing was a boat race happening, and then Spencer Rattler made it interesting before Baker Mayfield quieted the crowd in New Orleans. It was a Chris Godwin game on Sunday.
Sure was. Mm-hmm.
And Bucky Irving, right?
Sean Tucker.
Defensively, I'm wondering what's up.
Yeah.
But they're still top 10.
Fair.
They're
7.
Fair. Number 6 are the Falcons, because they beat the Bucs. And the Falcons have won 3 in a row. And Kirko is beginning to get better.
Yep.
And that 1-2 start is history. They are now 4-2. And let's see what they can do against Seattle. That's a winnable game. One game they quote-unquote should win. They're 6 on the list. Up one spot. Cracking the top 5 once again are the Baltimore Ravens. They're 1 spot up at 5, and Oh, my God. I can't believe they were 0-2. And every single time I see Derrick Henry in purple, it's like, how did the rest of the league let this happen? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How did they let it happen?
We said it when it happened in March, when they signed.
Right.
This is going to be awesome.
Right.
Spoiler alert. Through 6 weeks, it's awesome.
And it's exactly what we thought. And that, I mean, you remember when they were
4 weeks? The first two weren't.
Well, no, but you remember in
I was about to say
in the first 2 weeks we were wondering.
Well, the Chiefs game was like
if they knew how to work Derrick Henry into their offense.
Okay,
that's gone. That question's gone. A month later, it's like he's always been there.
He's always
been the caretaker.
He has 8 touchdowns in 6 games,
and it is as frightening as The Shining as everybody else because here's Derrick.
I know.
Down one spot, the Texans, you'll understand why I'm knocking them down a spot. It's not just because,
they're the 2 seed.
Say that again.
Texans?
Yeah, they're down one spot.
They're the 2 seed in the AFC.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
They're down one spot, and it's not because of what, they didn't boat race Dorake Maye.
Scored 41 points.
I know that.
Okay.
I know that. It was. I thought it was going to be on and cracking at the very beginning.
No, it was not.
Dude, it was 14-0, and then all of a sudden they missed a field goal. They turned it over.
I mean, that was not a struggle on Sunday.
Okay, number 3. Well, say that to people who have C.J. Stroud in their fantasy league. Raising my hand. Vikings down one spot because they're on their bye, and the Lions just absolutely destroyed the Cowboys. So I moved them up to 2.
Vikings fans are not happy
with
us.
I'm sure they're not. They might not be. But and by the way, the Vikings can absolutely beat the Lions this weekend. 100% beat the Lions. They're coming off their bye, and hopefully Aaron Jones is healthy. They got Cam Akers, by the way, in a trade that got lost in the shuffle of Davante Adams and Amari Cooper.
Got fair fauceted.
Nice. But in terms of why the Lions are up 2 spots, all you got to do is just, can you take TJ Jefferson's camera? Because their flower arrangement that Carl Anthony Towns, Eagle fan, sent TJ Jefferson 47 roses in Eagle colors and 9 roses in Cowboy colors, 47-9, because he wanted to tell TJ, as he wrote in the note, show the difference between 47-9. It's a big difference in numbers. The Lions just went into Dallas with bad intentions and 19 plays with tackles that are eligible. They got deep in their bag and they just absolutely destroyed the Cowboys. They're 2, up 2 spots. Number 1 are the Chiefs still. And I know I knocked the Vikings down a peg for being on a bye. Why didn't I do that to the Chiefs? Because they're the 2-time defending champs. That's why. And before they hit their bye, they hit a stride. And I'm assuming, Andy Reid is the king of not losing after a bye. Good luck to the San Francisco 49ers as the 2-time defending champs come to town. That's my power rankings. Only team off the list are the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody else remains and just jumbled it a bit. I put the Bears on there. I was going back and forth between them and the Packers. But I went with the team that I just saw. I saw it with my own 2 eyes.
No Steelers, no Chargers, no 49ers.
Well,
amazing how we only mention the Cowboys.
Excuse me. Hold on a second. Cowboys are 3-3. Niners are 3-3. I chose a 4-2 team that I think is better. And I think the Bears are about to change their quarterback, maybe. Hoping to turn good into great.
Steelers, you mean?
What'd I say? The Steelers? Oh, the Bears. Yeah, the Steelers about. I don't know, man.
Yeah, the Bears aren't changing anything.
Going with that. Going with the Bears team that is ascending. Keenan Allen had 2 scores. Cole Kmet had 2 scores. It's one of those types of teams and offenses. It's just like, whose day is it going to be? Oh, it was a Kmet day. It was a Keenan Allen day. Next week, it's an Adunze game. The week before,
DJ Moore.
Before it was a DJ Moore game. Before it was a Kmet game. And then it was an Allen game.
There was a Swift game in there.
There's a Swift game in there, too. So it's beginning to work.
According to Next Gen Stats.
Yes, sir.
Cowboys, 28%. Playoff probability.
They still have a chance, obviously that makes sense.
Bears 30%.
That's one. Listen, the Cowboys are just always going to be discussed because they have a terrific quarterback, a terrific receiver, and when everyone's healthy, terrific defenders. The question
is, we don't know, that's correct, more than anyone.
That's correct. The problem is that if
If you don't like it, you can't just change things. Like Jerry Jones said, he would change people who get a chance to question him every week.
Yeah, you should watch out.
You have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
So I looked into that. So Jerry does not own the radio station,
no,
but they are
no.
the official flagship of the Cowboys.
Right.
So Jerry was implying that he makes a phone call and those guys are out.
Yeah, I mean, we all got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like anybody who's, you know, yeah, like that's the way it works. Like he could easily not do that segment, but I think he really does enjoy talking once a week.
I think he, like Albert was insinuating, he likes having the Cowboys in the news.
Gee, you guys just took you to 10:14 today to figure that out? Or?
No, but Tony Kornheiser yesterday said they're an irrelevant franchise.
Irrelevant, you said?
Yeah.
That's
not true. It isn't true.
Irrelevant,
Cowboys
I guess,
are
in
always
terms
going
when
to
it comes
relevant.
To winning and being competitive.
I get it in terms of irrelevant in terms of who's actually, I totally understand it. Irrelevant in terms of winning a championship this year, as any team that looks as mediocre as the Cowboys are, right? With less of an ability to find the right mix within their locker room to get it done. You know, that's true. But in terms of interest for discussion and interest for a fan base, I'd push back on that, on Mr. Tony.
Well, obviously, you have to push back on that. I mean, we've spent 15 minutes talking about them. Like, so
no, we haven't.
The irrelevant is,
no, we just
is completely insane.
I mean, if you really want to add, like, we're 15 minutes into this segment. I talked about them for about 40 seconds in my power rankings, the last minute plus, and then thanks to Carl Anthony Towns sending you an Eagles arrangement of 47 Eagles colored roses and 9 cowboy colored roses. That's taken up the lion's share of our conversation. Speaking of lions, 47 to 9 is what Carl Anthony Towns is. Uh-huh. You know. Cat, man. I love it.
So
cat's a dog.
What's crazy is like there's two other team fan bases here who lost, and yet we don't.
No, no, listen. I just think it's he doesn't. Have, no. By the way, I don't care about the Jets as much as you care about the Cowboys. That's a fact. Number two, also, Carl doesn't have much of a footing at this point in time about his team.
I mean, it's
because
the Eagles.
They
got their coach yelling at the fans.
They are one homecoming trip that everybody circled for Saquon to go off like he went off in week one against the Packers. They're one loss away in that game for going back down the turnpike and having a DEFCON 1 situation on their hands at 3-3, just like you right now,
yeah,
sir.
So
that's a fact. You know, with Nick Sirianni shaving his head like he's Private Pile and then coming
the
off
crowd.
The bye, you know, barking at the fans and then apologizing for it.
And barely beating the worst team in the
that
league.
That does not give a lot of confidence.
Yeah, but if you can only pick one of these teams to make the playoffs, you're picking the Eagles.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of that, there is no doubt. I do not push back on that. What I'm just saying is that there's 4 quarters while the Cowboys are off that could not go Carl's way, and he would be in the same, as the Private Pile phrase goes, world of you know what.
Well, I don't have the disposable income that Carl does, so after they lose, he will not be getting flowers.
Well, you can find something else.
You should.
You can find.
I don't know, man.
You can find something. Donuts, something.
But you know what? First of all, the Giants have to do your bidding first, which is something I know that you're not very happy with.
Look, it's baseball season.
It's
man.
Mets versus Dodgers. By the way, Al Leiter is joining us in 1 hour.
I remember, Rich,
top of hour three to talk about it.
I sacrificed the Cowboys to the sports gods for the Mets to be in this position. Yes. I prayed for this, and it happened. Okay, so I just got to take what happens with the Cowboys to see Grimace and the Mets go all the way up.
It does smell nice in here. Let's bring Bruce Feldman out here to talk some college football from Fox Sports and The Athletic. That's next.
Grimace.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and KetoGains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports and The Athletic is here. Good to see you, sir. Where are you going this week?
Headed to Bloomington, Indiana tomorrow. See one of the best stories in college football.
I've Googled the Indiana Hoosiers.
There's a lot more stuff to Google right now after the way he's won there. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Kurt Cignetti,
yes. Family, you know, father was a really successful coach from Pittsburgh. He and his brother really worked their ways up. He's in his early mid-60s, so It's not like he's an overnight sensation. Won big at James Madison. As you said, Google me, and he talked big when he got there, and he is backing it up. It's a team that is built heavily on transfers, many from his old school at James Madison. The other thing that's, I don't want to say it's overshadowed a little bit, but Nebraska's been very good year two for Matt Rhule, and he's got a terrific quarterback who's been as advertised, and that's Dylan Raiola. Excited about our game this weekend.
Yeah, Nebraska and Indiana is one of those Big Ten games nobody really circled in the beginning of the season, but worthy of watching. I will be definitely tuned into that. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get overshadowed by the really huge SEC game with Georgia going to Texas. Obviously, that's the game of the week. But Indiana-Nebraska, just because I think for Nebraska, it's been a long time since they've been decent.
Right.
And they are. And maybe this is the next big step. I mean, they got to surround. I think they got to get Raiola some better skill guys around him, especially a receiver. But he's pretty talented. Like, he's really, really special. And so I think it's a good chance for the country to kind of get a look at him while they're getting a look at the Hoosiers.
That's pretty cool. That's great. And so flying to Indianapolis, take a car. Is that what we're doing?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. So it's not, it's actually like we went there last year to Bloomington. I've been there a few times, but it's a really beautiful Big Ten campus.
Dude, you had me at Big Ten. You know, obviously I'm a Big Ten guy. Bruce Feldman here from Fox Sports and The Athletic, back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Usual Wednesday spot for our friend Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports and The Athletic to talk some college football. Texas is just appears to be on an absolute roll and cannot be stopped. And Georgia's coming in this weekend. What is your opinion of what we're seeing out of the Longhorns right now?
They're the one team in the SEC that has been has backed it up. Everybody else has been really shaky. You look at Georgia especially. So they've had issues off the field. They've had them for a little while under Kirby Smart. It feels like they have been significant, though. They're not very good at receiver. Their skill talent, I don't feel like. You not only lose Brock Bowers, you lose Ladd McConkey. Those are two go-to guys. You know, I feel like Carson Beck has not been as sharp as he was last year in his first year as a starter. The defense, the run defense, which was great when they were winning national titles and tailed off last year, has tailed off even more this year. They're committing a lot of penalties. They didn't look good when they went to Kentucky. They survived that game. And then they had a week off, and then they went to Alabama, and Alabama was ready for them, jumped all over them, ended up beating them. And they haven't looked that great since. You know, they beat bad teams, and now they're going to play a Texas team. Again, if you look at the rest of the powerhouse teams in the SEC we thought were going to be good, Georgia struggling around beyond, you know, after the first game against Clemson, they've not been great. Alabama, after the big win against Georgia, you know, bad loss to Vandy, and then just barely survived last week against South Carolina. You look at Tennessee's offense, looks really shaky at best. I mean, they're kind of scuffling around. Ole Miss has been a big disappointment. They lost again last week to LSU. That was a team a lot of us thought was going to be in a playoff. Lane Kiffin's team looked really good against really bad teams, and now that they're in the SEC play, they're struggling. And then, you know, LSU had the loss in the beginning of the year to a USC team that's not great, but they're finding ways to win, and that's a credit to Garrett Nussmeier, who's taken over, and certainly to Brian Kelly and a really good offensive line. But here we are with Texas. You know, Ewers got hurt early on. Arch Manning went in there, played excellent. The defense is very good. The offensive line's very good. They replaced a bunch of receivers with a deeper group of athletes. Tight end's really good.
They look unbeatable right now. They really do.
They look really good. I don't think anybody looks unbeatable. I wouldn't put it out there
so
like
that.
So
who beats Texas? Would Oregon or something like that? Ohio State? Is that what you're saying? Like,
Georgia's capable of beating them. I mean, it's a spread within a touchdown. It's just the way Georgia's playing right now, they look like they could lose by two touchdowns. You know, but if Georgia has their A game, they can present some problems for Texas. I mean, right now, Texas played an Oklahoma team without a very good offense, and they played a Michigan team in that game. Their offense is really bad, too. You know, now Michigan's defense looked bad that day, and that's a credit to Texas, but they haven't played anybody very good on offense so far. So, again, I don't want to, like, let's pump the brakes a little bit on Texas. They've looked really good. I think they deserve to be the number one team in the country, but they haven't played a team that I think is close to a legit top 10 team. Like, Michigan was so one-dimensional on offense. It's just, you know, Texas did what they had to do, but this is a much better quarterback they're going to see than what they saw certainly in Ann Arbor.
Dan Lanning absolutely purposefully put a 12th man on the field to take time off the clock, right?
Yeah, we believe this. Looks like that, yeah.
Right, because he didn't really dispute it.
No, credit to Dan Lanning. He took advantage of the rules. He's a really smart, situational guy. That was an A-plus showing by his program all from top to bottom.
Right, and so do you think that is indicative of the long run here, that if or because I mean I know Penn State came up with a very nice win here against USC, right? And that they feel good about themselves, and your question is like, you know, how good is USC?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, that Minnesota took it to them, so yeah.
No, I understand that, but they, you know, coming out here, you're Now, in this crazy world where you're coming from the middle of Pennsylvania flying out to Los Angeles.
And we've seen a lot of teams. I think the record's like 3-10 or 3-11 or teams traveling two time zones. So, you know.
We're learning how this is going to work. You know what I mean? In the Big Ten action. So I'm just trying to pay some respects here before I say what I'm about to say. Is that it's just, is this indicative of Oregon coming into a new conference and it's their conference? Do you think that's indicative?
I think it's indicative of an Oregon team that was really coached up well and took advantage of, they brought their A game. You know, it was a great crowd atmosphere. Dylan Gabriel played his best game. They ran him when they needed to a little more. Right. I thought their offensive line, which had been really shaky in the beginning of the year, did a terrific job. Ohio State's defense, which has been touted quite a bit, was disappointing in that game.
They haven't played anybody really yet.
No, they hadn't. So. But they, you know, the secondary has legit NFL guys, and Evan Stewart ate them up. He's a former five-star recruit who went to A&M, and he ended up in Oregon in the portal. Looked really good. They ran the ball really well against Ohio State, better than I think most people would have expected. Ohio State couldn't get any pressure or much pressure. I just thought, if you ask me right now, who do I think is going to win the national title, I'm still picking Ohio State.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there was nothing I saw there was like, made me like, oh, this team is awful or this team can't do it. You know, they have the best group of receivers in the country. They have arguably the best 1-2 punch in the backfield. The quarterback's a running threat. And, you know, I don't think Will Howard he's nowhere near what CJ Stroud was, but the talent around him top to bottom is better than what CJ had, especially on defense.
Well, let me give a little pushback here. And by the way, this is coming from my Ohio State friends.
Okay.
This is not me trolling or anything like that. This is coming from my Buckeye friends. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, I can say the words Ohio State. I have no problem with that. Not calling them, you know, Michigan or whatever the hell they call my team. But what about the fact that at the end of this game, timeout in the back pocket, you know, the kids sliding up the middle, like, yeah. This is now the, by the way, this just in, you can talk to your quarterback in the helmet. What about the fact that at the end of a game, there was a coaching gaffe or a gaffe by the quarterback that a coach either could have stopped, didn't stop, unable to stop, that's just something that's going to come home the roost against someone like Dan Lanning, who's like, I'm going to put a 12th man on the field to try and mess with the situation, or Sark. You know, like, when it comes down to it, coaching is going to matter.
Sure.
What about that idea?
I think there's definitely something to be said for that. And also, Will Howard is not, like, last year they had Kyle McCord.
Oh.
I was waiting to see if his eyes would perk up there.
He lit up. He's paying attention.
So, but it was his first year as a starter. Well, Howard, you know, led K-State to a Big 12 title a couple years ago. He's played a lot of football. But again, you know, they're still college players.
Yes,
and
of course,
you know, you would hope if you're an Ohio State fan that the next time that circumstance like that comes up, they will be more dialed in. Again, I don't think losing at the last second to a really good Oregon team on the road means that they wouldn't beat them if they have a rematch someplace else, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think this is a good test for Ohio State. Again, if they had gone in there and won by two touchdowns, I'd probably feel more confident in saying I think they'll win the national title.
Right.
I do think Jim Knowles will get their defense, you know, a little more, again, use the term dialed in, because they have a lot of good players. I think Caleb Downs is a great player, but they, you know, I talked to an NFL scout this week and he was like, they don't look like they're playing together very well. And again, maybe that was just the first time that they got taken on the mat.
Because again, you take a look at their schedule, playing somebody, if you will, and this is no slight to Michigan State either, but going on the road, playing Oregon in Oregon for the first time, you know, out on the West Coast for a conference game, that is not the easiest first assignment by any stretch of the imagination. And you could even basically say, you know, Will Howard's not making the mistake in the horseshoe. I mean, things get crazy up in Oregon, I understand. So who are we not talking about that we should be talking about? Like, what's your favorite story that we're not we're not hitting right now.
It's not a sexy story, but it's amazing what is going on with the two service academies, Army and Navy.
Yeah.
They are both undefeated in mid-season for the first time since the end of World War II. You know, what is that, 80 years? I mean, that's remarkable. They're both in the top 25 for the first time since like 1960. Their offenses are extremely potent. I talked to a coach who's actually played both of them, and I was like, okay, what's the, you know, because they do get lumped into, you know, they're recruiting a lot from the same caliber.
Yep.
And Army is more physical, Navy is more creative scheme wise. And Navy, like, obviously Kenny Amatalolo did a terrific job, but they tailed off in like the last 5 years. They weren't very good the last few years. Now all of a sudden they're really good. You know, obviously there's going to be a big Army Navy game at the end of the year. Who knows if it, you know, if
because that would be incredible. That would be incredible if Army Navy is literally for the 12th spot.
Yeah, I mean,
that if we finally expand, I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it, that we expand the college football playoff to 12 teams for the first time, and Army versus Navy becomes a like de facto playoff game, sort of like how, you know, the NFL plays its last regular season mm-hmm. game amongst two teams whose last regular season game is for mm-hmm. a playoff spot. If college football in this instance sets things up where it's Army versus Navy for that spot, it's
that
possible
would be so
right?
much bigger than what you just said too, just right? because the idea that these two are service academies who, you know, 80 years ago they were powerhouses, and the sport has changed dramatically since then. But like, if you ask me right now, I think Boise State is the best team in that wild card spot, for call it for what it is. You know, Ashton Gentry is a great running back. He is unbelievable. Right. He is. I actually do think now, I wouldn't have said this 3 weeks ago, I do think he can win the Heisman Trophy. You know, I mean, he's really, really special. I know one of my colleagues, Petros Papadakis, did a Boise game a few weeks ago and talked to Dirk Cutter, who obviously is well traveled, you know, spent a lot of time in the NFL, mm-hmm. and he compared him to one of your colleagues who's, you know, was a great college player and a really good NFL player.
MJD?
Yeah, that's, I mean, again, not to go down that the Gentry tangent, but what I was going to say is, so he's a great player on Boise. I don't think their defense is like kind of middle of the pack for the Mountain West. Saying that to get to this point, I don't know who's slowing down him, but I could, you know, if you ask me, if they play, I would love to see either one of those teams play Boise to see who's better. Now, Boise has to come out to Vegas in a week or so mm-hmm. to play a really prolific offense, and we'll see if they win that game. But that extra spot, again, the 12th spot, is a really fascinating subplot to everything that's going on around college football.
Because Army-Navy's done, you know, usually it's played on a championship weekend?
It's usually played in that time where the Heisman Trophy gets announced.
Correct.
Right? And you sometimes, and I love this, as somebody, you know, we all grew up or spent time in the Northeast, where you can get snow there, and it just feels way different. And there's been times where they've been really good. This is the odd year where Air Force, Troy Calhoun, terrific coach, been there a long time. This is the year where, like, they were really good last year. They're not good this year. But the other two academies really look outstanding. I mean, Navy really whipped a good Memphis team that has some legit SEC caliber guys on that team on both sides of the ball.
Let's extrapolate this out, because this is fun. That, as you point out, like a quaint throwback game that all of us want to feel patriotic and are patriotic about, yeah. Right? You know what I mean? And becomes an actual de facto winner goes in contest between the two academies, in Army and Navy, right? The service academies. And then the winner has to go visit the Horseshoe, or has to go visit Oregon, you know what I mean?
They could be the
five seed, whoever's the runner up in the Big Ten or the SEC, like Army at Alabama, right? Navy at Oregon, Navy at Ohio State.
Like, don't you remember? It wasn't that long ago.
Playoff game. Can you imagine if that happens?
You know, like, I want to say both Army and Navy each had one at Oklahoma, one at Michigan. I remember doing
Army and Michigan. They were set up to win that game.
There was a series. I want to say it was like from the second quarter where, like, you know, like Michigan didn't get on the field offensively because it was just like going on forever. You know, those are really well coached teams. Obviously, there's a lot of talented athletes who are there, and they're always physical. They're always really good at just grinding people out. And it's hard. You know, you're not going to have months to get ready for them. You might have 10 days or whatever.
So. It's fun. It's obviously there's a lot. There's great. Miles to go between.
So they're both ranked for the first time since October of 1960. Okay. And it's the first time they're both undefeated this late in the year since 1945.
That was your World War II.
There you go.
And I love it. It's so fun. It's great. And who's ranked right in between them?
Michigan. How are they still ranked, Bruce? Come on. What are we doing?
You could say it. It is. I don't know, because they're defending champs.
That was last year.
I know that.
Those guys are in the NFL now. Like, I'm not going to get like all worked up over who's in the 20s, but he does have a fair point, right?
Well, Michigan at Illinois, coming off a bye.
You have two fringe top 25 teams. One's like, you know, whatever, 22, 24, or whatever that is. Illinois almost lost to a really bad Purdue team.
I know.
Freshman quarterback.
I know that. And so, real quick, Heisman front runner, middle of October. Literally, middle of October is.
I think it's Ashton Jeanty. I mean.
Really do.
Yeah. Like, I still think Travis Hunter's in there. It's good to hear that, you know, Deion says he's going to play this weekend. His shoulder got banged up. He didn't play much last week.
I mean, I know they lost to Kansas State, but Shador looked terrific. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Shador's, you know, I think he's a really good quarterback. I think the Heisman guy there is Travis Hunter, to be honest. You know, the quarterbacks to watch, Cam Ward at Miami, they're still rolling. He's made a huge difference on that program. I think he will be around this Heisman race. And usually those guys at the big programs, if they keep winning, tend to leapfrog the stories we like at this time of year.
What about Ewers? Did he get him getting hurt?
You know, this is a game which will, like, he didn't. He was fine. You know, he looked a little rusty coming back against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's defense is good. Their offense is bad. But this is a chance for Ewers to surge up, you know, there. I mean, you have a Tennessee-Alabama game, which is still, people are going to watch it. And you have Jalen Milroe, who has been really, really good. And I think they still have a puncher's chance. I think Dylan Gabriel stepped into the race last week with how he did.
Vanderbilt beating Alabama is the biggest shocker of the season so far.
You want to say Diego Pavi is in there? Or?
No, I'm just throwing out what you know, just throwing one more out at you.
Yeah, I mean
Vandy beating Alabama is the shocker of the season.
Yeah, right? I think so. I mean, Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois is up there.
That's up there. Yep.
But I think what kind of muted that a little bit is Notre Dame lost to Marshall a few years ago, and I think it was like, okay, you know, Notre Dame's a good team, but they're still. Their margin for error feels like it's not as big as Alabama's normally does. But I think the game you're talking about is a credit. Clark Lee has built that. He lost some good players in the portal, and he got a really terrific leader in Pavia, who is, you know, it's crazy because you mentioned Ewers. I mentioned Milroe. You know, people thought about Carson Beck in there, Jackson Dart, and
great name.
You might have Diego Pavi, the guy from New Mexico, the wrestler from New Mexico State, might be the MVP of the SEC in the first half of the season.
Bruce, real quick, if you're Travis Hunter, the injury last week, would you think about just sitting out the rest of the season? Like, every mock draft has him first, second, third overall. Like, what? Why risk it?
I hate to answer it this way, but asking me to be Travis Hunter or you to be Travis Hunter or any one of the five of us is kind of preposterous, just because I think he is, like, the stuff he does, it's like asking me to read a foreign language. You know, I just think he's wired so differently, you know, like the competitiveness and everything else. Yeah, as older people, as we all are, I could see us saying, oh, yeah, the money's on the back end of it. But also, if you're him, you were the number one recruit in the country. You chose to go to Jackson State to go play for Deion Sanders. You knew you weren't winning a national title there. You chose to follow Deion to Colorado. You probably knew the odds of, you know, it's a big deal, I think. If they go to a bowl game, and if they go to a decent bowl game, that's still out there. I think there's also the opportunity for him to still win the Heisman. I mean, you know, say what what we just said about Jeanty, you know, like, he needs a lot of stuff to break right for him. If Travis Hunter ends up doing more Travis Hunter stuff, and they win 8 or 9 games and are a top 25 team, I think Travis Hunter ends up like, you know, if Genty runs for 3,000 yards and they go to a playoff, maybe. But again, and I get it, I'm sure there's a big insurance policy that Travis Hunter has, but I don't know.
I'm with you, though. I'm with you in two things that you hit on. First of all, how can you put him, anybody, in his shoes, right, because of what he's done and what he does? I just think Dion has built a unicorn or shepherded a
nurtured
unicorn.
Nurtured
a unicorn who has a competitive streak in him that I don't think he'd – I don't know him from Adam. I just say he's got a competitive streak in him where he's not tapping out.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. No, look, there's great players. I mean, I think this is different than Fournette and Christian McCaffrey when they decided not to play in bowl games. Yes. Obviously, you know, those guys are high level football talents and competitors. But
I'm with you. It just doesn't sound. It doesn't.
I don't mean to be dismissive of your question.
No, of course not.
I mean, I don't think it's an illegitimate question. It's just like any question you have about anybody who's that talented.
Yeah.
Well, you know, wants to keep himself ready, but we're in the middle of October. I don't know. There's still miles to go right there. Have a good time in Bloomington.
Thank you.
And look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks again for coming.
Thanks, guys.
The great Bruce Feldman, everybody, from Fox Sports and The Athletic. We're back to talk a little playoff baseball in advance of Al Leiter joining us coming up. Hey, everybody. Let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. You're a type of guy that figures if it's not going the Yankees' way, it's because of the way you're sitting or what you're wearing. You literally believe that.
Oh, yeah. I literally believe that. Like, somebody can walk in the room and I'll go, like, who's this guy? You got to be careful. And like, one time my brother-in-law was sitting in a chair against the Red Sox and the guy hit a bomb. And then he came the next night. And I said, you sat there last night? And he goes, yeah. I go, no, just sit over here. He goes, I can't sit here. I said, sit over there. You were there last night. You screwed everything up. So
that's family? You treat your brother-in-law?
I don't care if it's a brother-in-law. You know what I mean? I mean, I throw my hat sometimes when I get mad. That might turn it. And I go, all right, leave the hat. Drop the baseball. Leave the baseball. I'm telling you. Like last night, I brought out the broom and Chapman was starting to sweat me out.
Right.
I go, get that broom out of here. Get the broom out of here right now. Don't fool around right now with the mojo. I can do that in my house. When I'm at the stadium, at least I'm with people like me that I can relate to, so I don't have to do that. It's harder to watch than to participate because you have no control. It's like on an airplane. Your life, you could die. You're like, you know, you go like that when you land and whatever. So you're out of control. At least when you're acting or you're doing the scene, right. It's you. But I feel like I could turn things sometimes. I just feel like if I'm there, like even with the Astros, I feel like if I go to H-Town, I could beat those Cowboys right in that stadium. Somehow my mojo. I almost did it once in 2001 in the Diamondbacks, Game 7.
Yeah.
It was working. It was freaking working. People were calling me when Soriano hit a homer.
Yeah.
I said, don't jinx it. They go, you're doing it. You're doing it. I said, I know. And then there was that stupid bunt where Mariano threw the ball to second. Never should have did that. Changed the whole inning.
It did change.
I was almost in tears. Imagine driving back in the desert 5 hours after a lost game 7 like that.
You're in tears, huh?
Oh, yeah. Some guy goes, wow, you're a real fan. I said, yeah, I know.
We're two games away from inviting him back. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Game time tickets. Get this on any mobile device, this app, and start buying tickets to any event in your area. Sports, music, theater, concerts, all of it. It's so great. It's so easy. The Game Time Picks is a new feature that makes it even easier to see your favorite teams play live if you want to choose sports, because it filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. You can use it, again, for any event in your area, not just sports. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game time. Ooh. Al Leiter's going to join us next hour, guys.
Oh, man, I haven't
spoken to Al in a while.
Yeah, no, it's been a while.
Love talking baseball with him.
He's in the New York Mets Hall of Fame.
He is. He's a Yankee and a Met. So he can talk to us about those two franchises.
And sons in the bigs.
He was, part of. It's a two-time World Series champ with the Blue Jays and the Marlins. Ooh. He was a mid-season pickup for the Blue Jays and at the Marlins the whole damn year.
Mike, isn't he Tom's River?
He might be a New Jersey guy. Well, at any rate, New York Yankees have not played crisp baseball, but they're up 2-0 on an Indians team that's really young and really good and just not good enough over the last two games so far. And it helps when you're trying to beat the Indians to make sure you don't see Class A.
Guardians, Rich.
Pardon me. Sorry. It helps.
I do it too.
I mean, how could you not?
Really? I do it too.
No. It helps when you play the Guardians that you don't see Class A. That's it. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
You keep them. It's kind of like.
Keep him sitting.
How do you beat a good quarterback? Make sure that guy's nailed to the bench.
Yeah. Not on the field.
That's it. Because if he's. Bottom line is in game three. If the Guardians go up in the seventh inning, what are you going to see? You'll see six outs from Class A. He hasn't pitched in a week.
Yeah, he's coming in the eighth for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
No doubt.
And then Aaron Judge homered last night. Finally homered. Breaks a 9-game postseason home run drought. And
a little bit of an A-Rod special, if we're being honest.
Oh, that's not true. Don't be ridiculous. Game was 4-1.
Game was never close. The Guardians had a chance to win that.
That's not true at
all. Seventh inning.
Untrue.
Untrue. Little A-Roddy.
Actually, the game was 4-2.
Yeah, little A-Roddy.
Listen. A-Roddy. It allowed them to get a 4-run lead, which is exactly the way you want to win playoff games. And also, it got whatever pressure that might have been on him off of his back. And this is what he had to say about homering last night.
Was excited and went out. You know, you never know on these windy, chilly nights what that ball's going to do when you hit the center here. But the ghosts were pulling it out there to Monument Park, that's for sure.
There are the ghosts in Monument Park. But according to you, Chris, wasn't this that as well, right? It wasn't the ghosts in Monument Park. You got that photograph of, because TBS was panning the crowd. Of who is celebrating.
Oh, wow. I mean,
look at that.
That's Rick Pitino.
It was the vampires of Monument Park.
I don't think he was out in the bleachers. I don't think he's a bleacher creature.
No.
Look at that. Richard Pitino is celebrating that shot.
I mean, he's a New Yorker through and through, right?
There he is.
St. John's head coach now.
There he is. getting some good seats.
You know, I thought that was
Vampire,
because they panned him at one point, and I was like, that really looked like Patino. No. And then I just forgot and went about playing Candyman with my son. And
you watched the game?
I can't believe I'm even asking a Red Sox for his opinion.
I saw him game one.
A-Roddy.
He went to both games.
A-Rod is the king of the solo shot with them down 8-1.
Yes.
That's what you're talking
about.
Or up.
Oh. Meaningless. Not affecting the final score.
Let me ask you a question. When one person gets on in playoff baseball against the Mets, how do you feel?
One person gets on in playoff baseball. I'm excited.
No. Against the Mets. If a Dodger gets on first, that person's going to score, right? Like, that's the way you feel every single minute.
No, I don't feel
that's the way I feel
you
that
do.
Way.
I'll tell you.
I guess it's a me thing. Listen, you walk a leadoff batter, and you're like, this inning's going to be a big inning.
Yeah, Yankees pitchers did a good job last night getting out of jams. The Guardians had bases loaded a couple innings in a row. Just felt like they could never get a big hit. Jose Ramirez is slumping a little bit.
Well,
he did hit a late inning home run.
Oh, no, but I was very A-Roddy. They were down 4. A-Roddy. Oh, no, for you.
He's slumping.
He's
slumping. He needed to break out of his slump.
Wasn't slumping at all. Nine straight games.
I didn't even know the Judge was playing in this postseason.
Right. Everyone. So you didn't even know.
Hey. Okay. Hey, I got you.
Very A-Roddy of Ramirez, but I'll tell you, as soon as he popped that one out, I'm like, that's a great way for him to go home.
Yep.
Maybe.
Al Leiter in hour number 3 coming up. That was a great way for them to go back to Cleveland, where they're the best home team in baseball.
Yeah, you guys held serve. We'll see if this series, they can get back in it.
That's what you have to do.
You got to win it. Yeah.
But
it just feels like karmically after last year's World Series of, no disrespect to the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, but, not exactly blowing everybody's socks off.
The two New York teams in Los Angeles.
That we're due for Yankees-Dodgers.
We are due for Yankees-Dodgers, don't you think?
Yeah.
It feels that way.
I mean, I'm sure some people would think so.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for that, but it just feels like we might get it.
You know what? Let's be nicer to TJ because he has...
You have his flowers!
He has 55 flowers next to him.
Amazing!
Your team lost. You didn't get no flowers?
47 of them.
Oh, my team lost, but we really won.
In Eagles colors.
Well, sure.
Carl Anthony Towns sent him flowers.
They're beautiful.
So good.
I want to go sit next to them just to get
the
aroma.
Smell really
they
good,
don't look
know?
Real, but they are real.
I touched them to make sure.
The green ones look very shiny to the point where you're wondering, are those real?
They're spray painted.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see painted. How flammable they are an hour.
Did they spray them? They'll get them across country?
They're sprayed. The green is sprayed green.
I didn't even realize.
Is this a Los Angeles-based florist that he sent it here?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, I don't know. You have the card on you.
They smell really good, though.
You didn't gold belly them across the country, huh?
Gold belly.
That's how we would have done
belly.
It.
Gold belly.
Love a free plug.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the
world.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.